Hi folks, and welcome to another podcast, this time coming to you from Namibia in Africa, right down in the south of Africa. And I landed about 2 hours, 3 hours ago. Just met up with my mate David Cartwright, who picked me up from the airport. David's a great friend, and we work together down here whenever I have clients and I'm bringing them to Namibia. He looks after all my ground operations, and an incredible guy and a great friend. Just great to see his face when I got off the plane. But flying across from Johannesburg, when I crossed over the Namibian border, the landscape, when you're looking from the air, is just spectacular. The depth and diversity and just the quality of this country, it's an extraordinary life experience. And every time I come here, it feels like I'm coming to my second home. It's one of those places of, it's got timeless deserts and extraordinary flora and fauna. And these 360 degree panoramas that you'll see, that you'll constantly stand in every different place you go and just turn around 360 degrees, and many a time you won't see any human habitation. It's quite incredible. Particularly in the deserts, it gives you this sense of space and freedom and these untouched lands. But there's an amazing population here. There's about 2.5 million people. I'm sitting right now in Windhoek, the capital city. It's the biggest city in the country. And in Windhoek alone, there's about 350,000 people, just to give you an idea of the size of the city. I've just come in from my friend's backyard. I've just gone into a quiet location at his house just to do this podcast. I'm with his family, and it's just great to stay with him. And tomorrow morning my clients arrive. They're coming from Asia, and I will then take them down to this incredible adventure along the coastline of Namibia. It is really one of those places that I find invigorating and energizing when it comes to travel. It's one of those places where black rhinos still roam free here. It's one of those places that you just get to see ancient nomadic tribes, and I don't know, it's just something that I just love. The roads that just go on forever and ever right onto the horizon. Quite an incredible place. The city itself is a little sort of country African town, I suppose, compared to some big cities in the world like London, where I live. It's very, very different, but it's about 11 to 12 hour flight from London, but I flew via Joburg as well, Johannesburg in South Africa, so I had a little bit of a stop over there, and then I've moved on to this beautiful country, Namibia. So it is great to be here, and I just wanted to share some thoughts and tell you what I'm going to get up to over the next week with my guests. It is a really fantastic. I'm looking at the itinerary right here in front of me that I've got for them, and I can't say too much. They might listen to this. I don't want to give too much away. That's the incredible thing about podcasts is when you publish them, you never know who's going to listen to them. So my guests have a lot of surprises in store, but we're flying down in an aircraft to an ancient desert right down in the south, sort of west of the country. The Namibia coastline is one of the oldest the deserts are some of the oldest and largest deserts in the world. And it stretches inland from the Atlantic Ocean, and covering absolutely incredible amounts, vast amounts of Namibia, right down from Angola and borders South Africa. Incredible stuff. And I say that word incredible a lot, but it really is. It's a spectacular place. And they really do have wild areas that you'll see, wildlife that you don't expect to see. Desert elephants, desert giraffe. You may have seen documentaries of giraffe in the desert, a real famous piece of footage that was taken by the BBC in the past years of the giraffe fighting I'm going to be taking my guests to that exact location. So we'll be looking out for giraffe, which many of you that know me well know that giraffe are very, very special to me. I work with them extensively in captivity and in the wild and translocations in the wild as well. They're just one of those animals that we really need to make sure that we pay attention to, because the population of giraffe is diminishing in numerous locations over Africa. Everyone sort of thinks that it's just elephant and rhino that get are unfortunately in. They have a huge plight, those species at the moment. But there's many other species as well, and we always have to keep a close eye on that, which is always going to happen when you've got human habitation meeting wild locations, and we do have to manage that all over the world, not just Africa. But there's loads of local conservation that happens, and a good friend of mine, Dr. Julian Fennessy, heads up the Giraffe Conservation Foundation. I'll be catching up with him next weekend as well. The 21st of June, folks, is World Giraffe Day. I want you to all celebrate that if you can in some way, shape or form. Very, very important day to get vocal and make sure we tell the world about giraffe and how important they are. But going back to where I am right now, Windhoek is a great city, a great little city that I won't have a lot of time here. I've only landed and I'll be heading out of here tomorrow morning. But we'll fly down to some of the most incredible country ever. I'll definitely post lots of photos, and I'll do lots of podcasts along the way as well. But I want to try and do a podcast every day if I can. And that's the great thing about podcasts. You can choose to listen to them or not listen to them, but pick up on them when you get a moment. I'll try not to make them too long, but then when I do meet some very, very interesting people, I'll probably make them a little bit longer than I normally do, which is my thoughts. But this is an incredible city. It's the main city here, and there's a couple of really interesting things. You know, many years ago, there was some remains of an elephant kill found here, and they've dated that elephant between 5,000 and 20,000 years ago, and it was discovered under some construction work, and I think it was around in the early 1960s. I can't remember the exact date, but they found as they were doing some excavations or some construction work, they found the remains of this elephant kill. I'm not really sure how it was killed, whether it was natural causes or what, but you know, between 5,000 and 20,000 years, it's quite incredible, and you can still see those remains in the museum here in Windhoek. So quite an incredible place. Great to catch up with friends, and just great to travel across Africa again to one of my favourite countries. And I really do impress upon you, and I know it's difficult sometimes to travel. A lot of these journeys that I do, I wouldn't be able to do them if I wasn't doing it with wonderful clients and guests that I take, and National Geographic and so on. So I do feel very, very privileged. There's no doubt about that. And that's one of the reasons that I do try and share these experiences, and I try and make sure that anything that I can get across to everyone about the wonders of travel. And if you can't travel for one reason or another, hopefully I can fill in some gaps for you. If you look at a map of Namibia, you'll see that it's bordered by the Atlantic Ocean, butts up to it, and then you've got some coastal towns. You've got Swakopmund, which is one of the major towns, coastal towns, right on the sort of bang smack in the middle of the coast there. And there's another little town where my friend Peter lives, Walvis Bay, underneath that. But then there's these national parks, and these very, very special national parks that we're going to be visiting. One is called the Namibna Kluft National Park, which I'll be taking my guests to. Incredible sand dunes and desert country, adapted wildlife that has got these... There's many different details that I'll go into as we get down there and talk about elephants and giraffe, etc. But then you can go right down the coast until it meets the South African border. And if you go north, right up the coast, where we will be going as well, We won't be going right up to the Angolan border, but we'll be going halfway up through the Skeleton Coast National Park. And if you get yourselves a little map, go onto Google or something like that, you will see, get a little bit of an idea of what I'm talking about. Then I'll be flying them across to Grootfontein, a town where I'll be leaving them. Then they'll be flying on with my pilot, Ole, and he'll be taking them into Botswana. So it's an incredible trip for my guests, that's for sure. But I tell you what, you folks are going to be along the ride with me. And whenever I get a chance to do a little podcast, I will. I'll be uploading photos along the way, and I'll be making sure that you stay in contact with me all the way. And I just want to thank everyone for their lovely comments and their support on Facebook and Twitter. It's really wonderful to have you along on the journey. So folks, I'll say farewell, and I'll come back to you tomorrow. I pick my guests up at the airport. I fly them down to the desert, and I'll definitely touch base when I get there. I'll describe the location and the surroundings in great detail. And as many of you that know me from many, many years ago, even 30 to 40 years ago, you know that HT isn't short of a comment. I do bang on a little bit, but hey, it's something that's really important to me to share these stories, and I've been very, very privileged to be able to do this over many, many years. So folks, thanks again for joining me. I'll sign off, and I'll be talking to you from the desert in the Namib-Naukluft National Park down in the south of Namibia on the coast tomorrow. Take care and look after yourselves. You never know what's around that next corner, folks. Talk soon. Bye now.